Okay, Kulena Blad Gemara. We're up to the Pei Dalet of an Aleph. Second day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Tov Shin Ayin Ches. We're in the middle of dissecting a brisa where it talks about a number of activities. If you're doing the Beis Hamikdash, you're Chay Misa B'Dei Shemaim. So we're up to the next one, which is, and there were three exceptions. An Oral, a Kohen who wasn't circumcised because his brothers were hemophiliacs and they all died, so he's not having circumcision, he shouldn't be serving the Beis Hamikdash, but he's not Chay Misa. Nor is an oinen. So the Gemara says, pay dollar of love, you're going to be losing this Gemara in a minute. Our scroll will end at the bottom of the page and you won't have tomorrow's Gemara, today's Gemara later. Oinen minolon. How do you know an oinen? Somebody whose parents passed away and for the till they get buried, he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs or anything else. How do you know that an oinen should not be in the base of Midrash? The Chassiv, it says, Umin ha-migdash lo-yeitze, that you shouldn't, Umin ha-migdash lo-yeitze, the Kohen Gadol should not leave the base of Midrash, even though his parents passed away. And if he does leave, he is desecrating the Midrash of Hashem. It seems only a Kohen Gadol. Ha-acha, but any other Kohenim, fakert, they have to go out. Shaloyos, they don't go out, chilal, they're desecrating. Okay, so therefore we know there's an aver. If so, since you have the word chil that we're using for an ordinary kohen who doesn't leave the base of Migdash, so why do you say he's potter from misa? He should be chayiv misa. Because by truma we have the same word chil over there. He gets misa b'dei shemayim. He dies at the age of 60. Malahalam b'misa avkam misa. He should get misa here as well. Says the Gemara, miksi b'be gufe. Where does it say by an ordinary kohen misa? It doesn't say anywhere by an ordinary kohen. It says by a kohen gadol that he's mechalal. And we inferred a kohen hedyet if he doesn't leave the mechal, but it doesn't say anywhere. Miklolakasi, it's only from a klal. Havidover habomish. Havidover habomin a klal. The chodover habomin a klal ain't donyan oisav zeh shavah. Something which is not written clearly in the Torah. Just by inference, you cannot use it for zeh shavah. The last thing you said was yeshiv. If a kohen is supposed to stand, la'amoid l'shadas, if he sits, he's doing an aveda. But he's not chayiv misin. That's how we know we're supposed to stand when we daven. Is yeshiv, how do you know when you sit, you're not allowed to mean Omar Rava, Omar Nachman, Omar Kross, as a pasuk, Kivoy Boch Hashem, Lekech Kosh Vatecha, Hashem selected you amongst all the Shvatim, la'amoid l'shadas. He wants you to stand when you serve him. La'amid v'chartiv lo yeshiv. I want you to stand and not to sit. Now, what about a balmum, a koyin who has a balmum? The balmum is not allowed to work in the Beis Hamikdash. Is he chay misa? Not a rebbe. Yehime be misa. Yes, he is chay penalty misa. The chum say that he only has a lav, only has an avera. My time of the rebbe. What's the logic of rebbe? See what it says. Ach el haparoiches lo yavur. It says that he should not go. If somebody has a mum, should not go to the mizbeach, and it says there to the parech. It says there v'lo yichal es mikdashi. So we use the word yichal there, and therefore he says malahalam misa, just like by truma. But yalav chilu chilu matruma. You learn again chilu from truma. Malahalam b'misa by truma. You get misa avkam b'misa here too. You get misa. Says the Gemara v'neilav chilu chilu menoiser. The same word chilu is also written by noiser, and there you get much stricter punishment than misa b'dei shemaim, which is at the age of 60. Then you get karis, and karis is the age of 50 plus. Your children predecease you. Malahalam b'karis avkam b'karis. Maybe it's karis. Why do you think that a koyim balmum is more similar to truma than to a case of karis, of noiser? Says the Gemara, mistabra mitruma habla the melef. It makes more sense to learn from the case of truma. She came pasul haguf mitzul haguf. This talking about a koyim who was tummy who ate from truma, and therefore what's the problem? The koyim himself. Here also a balmum. It's the koyim himself. Noise is talking about an animal, and here we're talking about a balmum working in the base of English with animals, and panim, it's in the base of English, and pigle. In both of them, if you have the wrong things in mind, it's pigle. The noise, if you left over the animal, is noise, but you don't have that by a koyin tummy in truma. Ella, we answer, you're right. The tummy, you know, we learn from that from truma, but from a tummy, shishimish. A koyin balmum is no different than a koyin of tummy. And over there, you get misa, over here too. Gomar, psul haguf, psul haguf. You learn a kohen who is balmum from a kohen who is tamei. Kodesh, both of them drum kabanas, both of them are pnim besim English, both of them have pigul, and both of them have noiser. And we learn mekodesh, pnim, pigul, and noiser. We learn that from a kohen who is a tamei, who has the same things. Nu, Rabban, how come they say there's no misa involved with the kohen's balmum? Omakro, it says in the pasuk, by Trum, it says, who makes you boy, that they should die in it, boy, v'loy, balmum. Only a tamadika kayin dies, but not a kayin abalmum. Even though they're talking about truma, but we're going to use it also for the base of English. Nothing. What about hazed b'mila? Milas, if you steal from the base of Migdash, you use it for your own purpose, it's called a mazed. So if somebody's amazed by Mila, Rebbe, Yoim Rebbe says Misa. That you chayiv Misa.
How, mazed is by mistake, yeah?
No, mazed is on purpose. You steal knowing it belongs to the base of Migdash. Yeah. The chamayim in Bazhara, all you do is get a lav. You get a lav. My time at the Rebbe, Amar Avavu says, Goma, we learn out, chayt mitruma. We learn now that it says by Me'ila, if a person steals from his Me'ilah, v'chata, and he sinned. And by Truma also, you find the same word. It says over there that don't carry a sin. It says the word chait. What happens to somebody by Truma if he's Tame, he's Chayiv Misa? So Avkam by Misa, here too, he's Chayiv Misa, he's Mezid by Mila. But Rabbanan say, Amar, because in the Pasuk, boy, by Truma, it says only by boy, only this person gets killed, v'loi by Me'ilah, but not by Me'ilah as well. But at least you don't get the punishment. Zod Sheshimit for Yisrael serves in the base of Migdash is Chai Misa. Tanya Rabbi Shmolayim in Nemakan, it says over here, Karv Yumas, it says over here that if a Zod gets too close to the base of Migdash, he deserves to die. And then it says, Venema Halon says, they call a Kod, Kod, Mishkan Hashem, Yamos, and by Kodach, it says, whoever gets closer to the Mishkan Hashem will die. Mala Halam Adei Shemayim, there the Abish to organize it. The 250 people of Kaidach all got burnt. Is Avkan Bede Shemayim. Here too is Bede Shemayim. Rabbi Kiba says, Nemakan, over here it says, Bahazor, Hakod of Yumas. Yes, it says Yumas. But Nemakan, there it says, Vanovi Yahu, Achel Macham, who that Novi, or that person who dreamt it. Yumas, Mala Halam Beskila, by a Novi, it's Skila. Avkan, over here also Skila. Rabbi Yechin ben Nuri, a third opinion says, I agree with you, you learn from a Navi. We don't learn from Kairach, we learn from a Navi. But over there, Mala, I don't think you get Skila. I think you get Chenek. Avkan b'Chenek. So three opinions here. One, you learn from Kairach. And the other two, you learn from a Navi. But the question is, what does a Navi get? Skila or Chenek? Maika Miflegi, Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmo learns from Kairach, Rabbi Kiva doesn't. What's the argument there? Rabbi Kiva, Sava, Donin, Yumas, Miyumas. You look at the word Yumas, which is written by a Navi, and Yumas, which is written by a Yisrael serving the base of Migdash. Vein Donin, Yumas mi Yamus. And you cannot learn Yumas from Yamus, because it's by Kairach it has the word Yamus. It's not exactly the same word. Rabbi Shmuel Sav, Rabbi Shmuel holds Donin Hedyid Mehedyid. You learn one person from another, a Navi, an ordinary person, and a Yisrael. But Vein Donin Hedyid Menavi. You learn from a Kairach. But you don't learn from a Navi. A Navi is something special. You can't learn from a Navi. But Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, shehediach. Ein lach hedyid gadol mazeh. And Rabbi Kiva, kiva shehediach. Rabbi Kiva says, once the Navi turned out to be a false Navi, or he said things he shouldn't have said, he's no longer a Navi. He's an ordinary person, so you could learn from him. Okay, but Maika Miflegir Rabbi Yakiva Rabbi Yechim Nuri. What's the argument of Kiva Rabbi Yechim Nuri? They're arguing plukta of Shimon Rabban. They're arguing the same machlek of Shimon Rabban. The time we learn Navi Shadiach, what punishment does a Navi get who tells people to do Aveira? Skila. You get Skila.
It's dealt with in Rambam the other day.
Oh, that's right. Exactly, yeah. And Rab Shimon says Bechelek. Rab Shimon says he gets strangled. Fegimoto Hanan Tanam, we learned elsewhere, Bekiva clearly says Bechelek strangled as well. Today Tanoi, Eli Rab Kiva. Two Tanoim arguing what Rab Kiva actually said. Masnisin is Rabbi Shimon. It says Chenek, it says Kila, and Bryce says Rabbanon according to Rabbi Akiva. Hadin Alach Elon is suffering. We just finished the 9th parak. Now starts the 10th parak again. You don't have it in your scroll. You need the next scroll. No, you don't have it. Turn the page, see if you have it. You need number 3.
Of course, it's
the next chapter. Ah, okay. Perfect timing. We'll see you tomorrow, Mitzvah. So you need tomorrow with 3 stars.
Water at 7.
Approximately 7. 7:15 probably.
Whatever that means.
7:15. Just make sure it's not Atlas. Okay.
No.
Elu hein anachnaki. The fellow people get strangled for the punishment. Hamaka of the ima. If you strike your father, just hit them. Forget about killing them. Hit them. If you steal, if you kidnap somebody, you're rebelling against the bezin. The Navi has sheker, a false Navi. If you say Navias in the name of a Zorah, if you have an affair with a married woman, The zaymim may bas kayin, the daughter of a kayin, she gets sreifa, but the husband and the people who try to kill her only get chenek, uboilen, and the man who had a relation with her. Says the Gemara, maka aviv'ima. How do you know if you strike your father, you get killed? See what it says, the passing, maka aviv'ima, you strike your father, ma'yishyumas, you get killed. Ask the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara said, v'chol misam, would have betrayed his time. Whenever the Torah says you get killed without specifying what kind of death, ain't alechenik, me strangling. Freddy Gemara, ema adu kotele. Maybe it means you have to kill your father. Says the Gemara, it can't be.
No, maybe
maka means you gave him a blow that killed him. Says the Gemara, mikl tzachdad, you think he has to kill his father? Let me ask a question. Kotel chad, you kill any stranger in the street, what's your punishment? Sa'if a sword, which is very strict. And va'ob, you kill your own father, chenik. You get easier punishment for strangulation, it's klepnisht. That's why I have my coffee. So if you learn chenik is lenient, then obviously must be talking about a case you're only hitting your father, not killing him.
No, I wouldn't have taken my kid to kill him.
But if you follow Rav Shimon holds that chenek is stricter than saif, yeah, maybe it's about killing, but you kill an ordinary person, you get a knife, you get a sword. You kill your father, you get chenek, which is stricter. There's another pasuk where it says make ish v'meis. You hit a person and you kill him, you die. See, there's another pasuk that says oy be'eva hiko. You ambushed him and deliberately you killed somebody. He hit somebody. Va yomas and he died. If the Tata says you strike him, and then the Tata has to spell out he died, and then everywhere else where the Tata says striking him without spelling out that he died means he just struck him. And we need to write, if you hit a person, we also write the pasuk, if you hit any living thing. You hit a person and the Macy died. I would have thought, only a person is bar mitzvah you kill, because you denied him all the mitzvahs in. Cotton law, you kill a child, maybe you pot. Maybe you pot it. Yeah. Because Chamon call Maka Nefesh, any living being, even a child. I, because Chamon, let her just say call Maka Nefesh. Havmin, I would have thought, I feel in the fallen. Even a baby that was going to die straight away. I feel Ben Shmoyne, even an 8-month-old baby, which definitely is not going to live. If it's tzricha, you need also ish. It has to be a living person. Maybe when you strike your father, even if you don't make him bleed, you're already chay misa. Allah matzanam. Why did we learn? Because where's the pasuk saying about making blood? How come we learned in the Mishnah hamaka aviv ima? If somebody strikes his father or his mother, ain't a chayv achi yaseh ben chabur. You're not liable unless he makes them bleed. On makros and pasuk maka odom maka beima. It says in pasuk, you know, the same pasuk where it says you hit a person, it says. We said the pasuk, "Maka behema yishamen." If you hit an animal, you should pay. Or maka adam, you must. How could be both? Ma maka behema adavi bechabur. It's like when you strike an animal, you have to bleed before you're liable to receive. But it says nefesh. So it says by a behema, it says nefesh. Maka nefesh behema, blood, which the nefesh goes in, out of. Maka adam adavi bechabur. It's to make a wound. If you weaken an animal, you put a bunch of stones on it, you're not liable. It has to bleed. Obviously, by an animal, makes no difference if he bleeds or not. Even though you weaken with the stones, it's no inyal nefesh adam. Talking about a person. By if you hit your father, you're chayiv just for hitting him, but only if you make him bleed. So, what are we comparing it to an animal for? Like we learned a few days ago, the way chiski, like chiski learned. Chiski says we compare. Just like when you hit an animal, I don't care if it's a mistake or on purpose, you always have to pay. When you hit a person, when you kill a person, I don't care if it's a mistake or on purpose, you never have to pay because. Come labor to rob him a name, give him the stricter punishment. Element, yes, I want to make sense according to Shlakish who agrees with the Chizkiah. Element, the less let on the Chizkiah, but according to Rabbi Yechon, I agree with him. Hekei Shalomali. What's the hekesh for? Ma maka behema, just like when you hit a behema at four. If you hit a behema because you want to cure it, and even though you made a bleed, part of your part, af maka odol at four. If you hit a person, you're a doctor, and you make him bleed, you are a potter. Because the boyulu, we had a question. Ben, ma'u shiyaki damlo avi. Very interesting. Can a son If he's a doctor, give him an injection because he's making his father bleed. There's nothing wrong with making your father bleed if you're doing it out of love, out of try to help him, unless the father doesn't want you to do it. He says, you learn from Vahavta Reacha Kamecha. I learn from comparing it to a behemoth. So he says, Rav, Lo Shavik Lebrei, Rav did not allow his son, Lemishka Le Silva, to remove his splinter because he's going to make him bleed. And Mar Brei de Ravina, Mar, the son of Ravina, Lo Shavik Lebrei, did not allow his son, Lemiftach Le Kivsa, to open a pus, to open a blister to take out the pus. Dilma Chavel, because maybe you'll hurt him. Bavlej Gogas Isa. In other words, maybe he'll make another cut somewhere next to it, and might do a big aveda. If so, achanami. So why only worried about a son? Anybody, even a regular doctor, he's allowed to make your wound to cure you, but make another wound he can't. So let's not allow anyone to make injections. He was no. Acha shigis lab. Everyone else only son aveda lab, and he didn't by mistake. No big deal. But a son, if he makes his father bleed, he's chayiv misa. So then we take extra precautions. But now we learn machat shel yad, a needle. A needle you use normally to sew things with. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos to remove a splinter. A little bus, I kite to remove a splinter. On Shabbos, how can we allow to do that? Maybe you'll make yourself another cut, and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be chayivu. Shabbos even worse. If you do the malach on Shabbos, you're chayiv skila.
Unless
the
splinter was so dangerous that
you're right. Nefesh. But let's say an ordinary case. What's he doing? Let's say he makes another wound. He's not benefiting himself. He's hurting himself. He's a mekalkel, and we know a mekalkel is always potter on Shabbos because you're not achieving anything. Because you have to do something.
Yeah, it's not intentional. It just happens.
More than that, you have to be constructive. Look at Rashi mekalkel. Six lines above. The chol see Rashi. Chol hamekalkulim peturim bechil Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you do something that ruins something, you're potter. Why? The meleches machsheva shiv. Shabbos melech machsheva has to be constructive. They mechayiv amekalkul. You're not mechayiv for ruining on Shabbos. Ella Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is the only one who said that even if you ruin on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Umekalkul bechaburim, and you're ruining when it comes to a wound. Even Rab Shimon nami le mechayiv. Rab Shimon also holds you exempt. Ella bemiskamak, unless it was deliberate. David Sadul Chabal, for example, you needed it for the wound. Aval Hanoitl Koitz, like a needle injection. Aval Hanoitl Koitz, you're taking out a splinter, ain't so, well, you don't want the hole. But Sadul Yechabal, if you ask me, I'd rather not be wounded in the first place. Or I don't want the hole, I just want to get rid of the splinter. Back to your mother. Okay, so therefore, we're not worried on Shabbos because even if you did something wrong, you're not chayy because you're ruining. For your mother, honey, come on, I'm a kalka potter. That really makes sense if one holds mekalkel as potter. I know mechayiv, but Rabbi Shimon who holds that if you ruin something on Shabbos, you're chayiv. My yikel lememer, it could be you'll do an Issa Shabbos. Man shamed le the amma mekalkel chayiv. Who's the one who says that mekalkel bebechur chayiv? Rabbi Shimon. Who says that if you ruin the chayiv of Shimon? And the same Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon amma. Rabbi Shimon is the one who says kol melacha she'ena tzich legufa potter. If you're doing melacha, if you're making a hole, but you don't want a hole like a door. You want air to go in, out. Here you don't want that. All you want to do is take the splinter out. So therefore, it's a melacha she'ein etzich legufa. And therefore, if you take a dead body out of a house, not because you want a dead body. You don't want a dead body in the house. That's a melacha she'ein etzich legufa. You're doing melacha, but you don't want it for the real purpose. You don't want it for itself. If you're making a hole, a hole is chayiv on Shabbos only if it's a doorway, which means you want things to go in and things to go out. Here, all you want is one way. You want the splinter to go out. Not interested in anything else coming in. So therefore, it's a malacha shaytzi halufa, you are potter. Stop here, see you tomorrow, Mr.
Does that mean...